check out the Hip Hop Digest show. These guys are encyclopedias of knowledge about hip hop. You'll learn something, 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 learn something.
I'll find them, but don't touch them, I. I'm gonna teach these guys a few lessons.
Now, God damn it, DeSalvio. I've been in charge here 15 years, and nobody tells me how to run my business.
Hey, your business is running our business. Do you understand that? You know, you may be a big shot around here up in Harlem, but below 110th Street, you're nothing but just a hired nigga. That's all, that's all, that's all, that's all, that's all, that's all. That's
welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. Happy recording day, brothers.
What's good? What's
happy
good?
Happy recording day to you too, sir.
Happy recording day.
All right, no doubt. So last week, I just want to give a shout out to your boy E Swervin. So you know, Swervin said last week on this show that Lonzo Ball's dad, LeVar, is just like the Kardashians.
He did say that.
He did say that. And then, bam, the Bleacher Report, like Tuesday evening.
Not the Bleacher Report.
Yeah, the fucking Bleacher Report sent an alert on my phone. Magic Johnson says that LeVar is just like the Kardashians. I'm like, nigga, you always hear it first on the Hip Hop Digest.
Usually that's King Killer Cleo. King Killer Cleo was on top of that shit. Your boy was on top of it this week. It's rubbing off on you, my nigga?
Hey.
Hey, man.
I sent him the whole article on everything and shit.
Hey, dude.
So,
but I don't know how I came off on that last week, but it is what it is, but I can't. And I'm mad at dude for what he's doing.
You're not mad at LeVar. You're not mad at the dad for all he's doing.
You know what? I can't be mad at him either. Only because he's doing what he's doing. Because it's the consumer in the end.
Let me ask
that's
you a question.
That's going to get fucked over, or they're going to appreciate what happened.
I got to ask both of you a question. What if he's a bust? How about what if he's Kwame Brown?
And then the consumer beware.
Right, and I'm gonna also say it ain't always about money, but when you can come up on an incredible signing bonus to live your dream, I mean, that alone, people might laugh or whatever, but that alone is an incredible feat.
But I see you. But you saying it? But what if this nigga is living like what he say he is, a baller?
Exactly.
And he decides he's just gonna blow through the money.
Right. So let's say.
Oh, then he's an idiot. Yeah, you got to invest that, baby.
Hey, it may not even be the son. His dad looked like he liked to spend money too. So
the dad is already spending his checks?
Already spending his checks.
Oh, that's gonna be foul.
So
you talking about Gary Coleman?
That's not good luck there.
Yo, I'm saying. So anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on Mr. Ball. He already gets enough run on this show. He ain't even a Laker yet.
He said yet.
Looks like he's gonna be. Motherfucker already said he ain't working out for Boston. So
that nigga ain't trying to travel across fucking town. That nigga like, fuck, why am I driving to Boston for every game when I can just sit in LA and be at home for every game?
That's what's up, man. Good luck to you. Godspeed. Let's get right in, yo. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is LL Cool J threatens to do it to Meatballs making terrible rap music.
To Meatballs?
That's what he said.
So he's doing it and doing it well?
So it appears LL Cool J is tired of the low quality rap songs he feels that's being presented in today's music scene. While the hip hop legend didn't mention any artist by name, LL Cool J said to his 3.5 million Twitter followers that he's getting ready to put some rappers on notice. And my advice to you, LL Cool J, is don't do it.
Exit 13?
Don't do it.
Exit 13?
B, from the GOAT to Exit 13 to whatever you want, don't do it. If you were going to do it, you would have already released the cut. Okay? See, the problem with a guy like LL Cool J and a lot of veterans, and, you know, LL Cool J is a wonderful Hall of Famer. And people running around talking about Yachty only 19. when LL Cool J recorded I Need a Beat at 16. I get it. I get it. But don't do it.
So you saying that LL Cool J is some Hall of Fame rapper that got all liquored up and started running his mouth.
Uh-oh.
He's not really going to do anything.
Okay, the internets were just wonderful about this. Okay. And the internet says terrible rap records come out every day. But you'll be all right, LL. Ain't none of these young losers going to respond with bars anyway. They'll just say the following. You're too old. You're irrelevant. You had plastic surgery, YOLOG style. You're a hater because I'm getting money. And they'll do it all on Twitter and Facebook Live.
And that would be the drop the mic right there. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. And LL will be wasting his fucking time because ain't nobody going to appreciate anything that he does if it is good, except for niggas like us.
Yo, son, let me ask you a question, Swerve. Let me ask you a specific question. Why doesn't LL Cool J just take his money? You know, he's in L.A. Yo, there's a lot of young guys who are out there fucking doing. Why don't LL Cool J just hook up with Ryu and say, okay, you know what, yo, your last album was incredible. You just keep doing you. I'm gonna put some real money behind it and some industry contacts, and just play that role.
Because LL's ego is still strong, and he's not trying to be behind the scenes pushing some young fire spitter out here amongst the bottom hanging fruit and try to bring them up. He's saying, fuck that. I can still do this, and I still have a voice, and I still have followers. I can make this happen and make niggas decide that, yeah, that shit that they listening to is trash. And it's not going to happen because they love their trash.
Wow, Swerving is quiet over there.
Well, no, because, I mean, I was actually listening to you because you started off where I was going to be. But it's like, what it boils down to is LL came around in a time when you got to ask yourself, what was more important, your lyricism or your image? For him, not for that era, but for him, do you think it was more about his lyricism being the best MC, or do you think he was getting off on how big his image was as ladies love Cool James?
Well, I mean, LL Cool J certainly came in with an image. I mean, LL Cool J was probably the first guy to take his shirt off. So with that being said, image was certainly important to him. But the tracking, what made LL last was his music. So yeah, he could take his shirt off. Okay, that's fine. That gets the Fresh Fest crowd screaming, or at least the girls anyway. But at that point, then it's over. Okay,
right? Because all you could do is take off your shirt and show off your fucking chest. You're a Chippendale dancer, nigga. You're not. Right. You're not an MC.
Right. Exactly. So I'm gonna say that to LL Cool J, His lyrics were the utmost, and he really had to do something special with his lyrics, because Walking with a Panther showed him totally flossed out, rich, you know, dripping with money. Okay, but a lot of people would say, ah, that was subpar, nigga. You finished. So,
all right. So follow up question then. So we're going to just say, because he's one of my favorites of all time, but he did project a certain lyricism, but he's been out of the game for a minute. So does that mean that he still couldn't write something or do something? Or do you think that he's just, his shine is really off? Because, you know, we know he's acting on TV, but I don't think anybody's raving about him acting. So maybe, do you think this might be an attention grab?
LL Cool J, let me read it again. LL Cool J threatens to do it to Meatballs, making terrible rap music. LL Cool J is sitting in the same position that we are. Okay, we can name the same old niggas we always name, that I will not name on this show, in this episode, making terrible rap music. That's beside the point. That's what's passing muster. That's the hit records. That's what's going on. LL Cool J with that threatening to do, you're not going to do anything, nigga. You know what I mean? You ain't going to do anything. And that's not me sticking up for the young guys. This is that I would like to see old head guys just play a better role. You know what I mean? Whether if it's Ice-T, whether if it's LL, Chuck D. I don't give a who it is. I like to see guys playing a better role. Guys with money, I'm sorry. I'm just going to go out and find a young guy that I think is super dope. And I'm going to be like, yo, that's my representative. That's who I think is carrying the torch. Now, whether if he blows up or sells records, does or doesn't, yeah, fuck it. That's an argument for another day. You know what I mean? So that's all I'm saying. So fuck all that meatball comment shit, nigga. Just shut the fuck up and play a better position, Holmes.
But, you know what's funny about this whole thing, though? Because I was listening to the radio over here, on the way over here. I'm used to listening to my own shit, but I was listening to the radio, the regular radio on the way over here. And I'm like, wow. I'm feeling LL where he's going at. And he's probably listening to the radio hearing that shit.
He's right.
I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Because I'm listening. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Whoa, Kimo, Sabi, how about hanging at your nabby? I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Whoa, Kimo, Sabi, is this nigga saying?
Chicken feed.
No bullshit. The nigga was saying, whoa, Kimo, Sabi. I was like, whoa, he don't even know what the fuck Tonto is.
Yeah, right.
He don't know that Long Ranger shit. He just said that shit because it sounded good.
Yeah, I mean, I feel LL's frustration, but. But again, those comments like that are nothing. They're leading into the abyss because, number one, it's two problems. Number one, you're not going to put a real fire MC and put your money where your mouth is, okay? Boom. And then number two, you're not going to make any fucking thing that's going to shake these young niggas' tree. You're not going to do it.
No.
Yeah, that's just the reality. So, yeah. Invest in the future, son. Invest in the future.
Oh, you ain't doing wrong. I'm wrong right now.
Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest.
You just gained 17 listeners.
Wow. That's your boy Drizzy. That's another shit I heard on the radio. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
I can list off a few more off the radio I was listening to.
Nah, you good.
Nah, let's...
It's a half-hour ride on the way over here.
So, check it out. Next time on the Hip Hop Digest is some things that came through the text chain, but it was confirmed. Static Selector signs with Roc Nation Management. Not the label, but just the management. And announces a joint album with 2 Chainz.
Wow. But we've heard that. We've heard that with him and 2 Chainz, wasn't it? That 2 Chainz in him, the track was hot.
Yeah. He did. We've got a little taste of that already. Static also reveals that, Static also says that no one has ever done this with this type of project. First of all, and this is Static Selector, first of all, he's rhyming like he's from Brooklyn, which I can't believe that. And then he said the whole album is just very New York. Basically, a down south guy made a New York album. I'm so excited for this, said Static Selector.
He's got my juices flowing a little bit. I actually want to hear this nigga rhyming. So this I want to hear.
Yeah.
It might piss me off. Because I'm like, really, nigga? You really had these skills in your pocket and you was rapping like that, nigga?
So 2 Chainz, we already know, is a college graduate. So what he was doing was forced and intentional ignorance. We know that, okay, because he is a college graduate, or at least went to college. We know that for a fact, so we know it was intentional ignorance. Number two, always claimed to be this, even though he's a down south guy, but always claimed to be this real crate digging, DITC loving, New York appreciating guy, okay? He's always claimed that.
Well, maybe this is his chance to show it.
Okay, well, we'll see.
That would be great.
We'll see.
Can he get a cut at the end of the show? Do you think that could happen?
He's still popular.
He's still popular. But let me tell you something. Now, there's a risk here. Now, you got to look at the entire... That is a risk, okay? The people who love 2 Chainz may say... That's some bullshit you putting out. Why you fucking with Static Selector? Ain't number one. And then number two, G, this is directed at you. I'm surprised, as Jay's former lawyer, that even his management team would fuck with Static Selector. I know Static Selector want to be famous and want to be like Khaled. I know he does, but, you know.
It's management. He ain't signed to The Rock as an artist. It's right. Management, and it's similar to what Russell did back in the day. Russell managed damn near everybody in the game back then.
Yeah,
you
right.
Think about him when Russell had him under management. He didn't have him on the label. They wasn't on Def Jam, but he had him under management.
Russ, so he's artist just, management.
Yes, sir. He involved a lot of niggas. So that's what he's doing right now. He's just signing a bunch of niggas to his management team. He's just managing them, taking a little whatever the percentage is, 5, 10, 15%. He's getting it.
I just manage the group. That's I just it. Like to talk on records.
Right.
So, okay. So, but Swerve, and isn't that a risk for 2 Chainz? Now, it'll make Static Selector look like a genius if 2 Chainz comes off lovely and niggas like us is like saying, yo, that 2 Chainz is nuts. He'll look like a genius.
But to the core fans. Put it like this, to the trap community, he's a sellout.
There you go.
Because they're looking like, well, how the fuck are you going to prop up New York? New York, we tried to keep these a foot on these niggas' throats. And you trying to bring that there shit back, go. Nigga? What the fuck are you doing?
Nah, me. Did we turn our backs? Those of us that did not like Electric Circus, did we turn our backs on Common? No. No. So I'm just saying, if 2 Chainz want to flip it and make a different kind, because I'm not going to say what kind of album Common made, but for somebody to want to make a different kind of album, his core fans are going to still be there. And if they don't like it, they will not support it. And they'll move on to the next thing. And he'll hurry up and put some trap shit back out.
He'd be running back down to the stove.
Oh, yeah, man.
Back to the stove.
I have to say, I'm curious as hell to what this would sound like.
Yeah, because if Static is saying he's on some New York shit, I'm just like, wow, okay, let me hear this. Like I said, it's probably going to end up, might be pissing me off. Like I said, I'm like, this nigga had these kind of skills in his pocket?
Again, be in intentional ignorance, my nigga. That's up, yo. No doubt. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Rest in Paradise to Cortez Kennedy.
Yes.
Word.
The University of Miami, the U. Okay. It's All-American in 1989. Kennedy was inducted to the University of Miami Sports Hall of Fame in 2004, and after a long, illustrious NFL career, made the Hall of Fame in the induction class of 2012. His jersey, number 96, was retired by the Seattle Seahawks during a game against the New England Patriots, October 14, 2012. That young man passed away very young, too early, but he has passed away, and we honor him, Hall of Famer Cortez Kennedy. Rest in heaven, brother.
At least he got it. He got his roses while he was still here.
He did. And you know what? And reading his bio and everything, he got his roses while he was alive. And you know, the NFL is good for just jerking niggas with that shit sometimes. So, but I'm glad he got his, so no doubt. So rest in heaven, brother. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Harlem residents outraged over the attempt to rebrand their neighborhood. So,
what are you mad at?
So, check it out. Hold up. So, if I say to you, Soha, okay, what do you could you have any idea what that means? Soha.
Like Soho?
Sort of, kinda. Okay, Soha stands for Southern Harlem. Okay. And that is between the neighborhood between 110th Street and 125th Street. Community leaders are outraged and have spoken out against the trying to change the name, which they see as a sign of gentrification. So it ain't Harlem anymore. You got a management company and a whole team of people anyway by the management company, Keller Williams, which has a Soha street team on 115th Street, ginning up the public and say, we want to rename this shit. Now, it's just not Harlem. It's Southern Harlem. Soha.
It's where all of the aristocrats live. It's where all those people that got money live. We come here, we want to live in Soha. If you live in Harlem, you'll be representing that broke hip-hop bullshit. If you're living in Soha, you're representing Southern Hampton type of environment.
Other community leaders and residents, how dare someone try to rob our culture and act like we weren't here and try to create a new name and a new reality? That the clock starts when they all of a sudden showed up here.
Nigga, wake up to reality. Nigga, that's how the world is made, nigga.
Yeah, but I'm
he
sorry.
He with the biggest pen and he who was the victor gets I'm the sorry. Right history, my nigga.
I'm sorry. Every person in Harlem need to shut that shit down.
Yeah, but it's not going to win.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that, because the type of racism that goes on, and I'm talking about financial racism.
We talking about Harlem.
I'm talking about B. I'm talking real world here, nigga. Financial racism is real.
But we talking about Harlem.
It's where we price out people that we don't want to live here anymore. If we decide to come in and take over a neighborhood, the places you used to pay, I'm making up prices here, $300 a month for are now $1,000 a month. Guess what? All y'all $300 a month niggas is out. We're moving who we want to move in here. So like I said, financial racism exists in a real way, and them niggas have no shot.
So you mean to tell me
that shit whatever the fuck they want
to
name it?
Because I'm talking about the residents of. You mean to tell me the residents of Harlem, okay, what has basically been known the capital of African American life in these here United States?
And guess what? Harlem is still going to be there, but Southern Harlem is separate from these niggas. You know what I'm saying? We're separating, but they're saying we're separating ourselves from that shit. You can keep your Harlem all you want, but Southern Harlem with the Dixie flag, Southern Harlem, we don't give a fuck about what y'all doing. We're trying to replace you.
Killer.
Yo.
I got to ask you.
Yo.
Donald Trump is the president, right?
No doubt.
And you have attributed that to what?
White folks
people
going
not
ham.
Showing up.
Well, certainly, first of all,
okay,
certainly right, no, African Americans no, and others no, this, not showing up in key states, but
got
over
you. But
overtly,
what I'm saying is,
white folks
likely
going ham.
Is it, B.
Okay.
How likely is it that you think that this will not happen?
How many of these niggas are going to show up? How many? B. It's the same thing about redistricting. How many niggas actually show up and vote?
Okay, hold on.
Not to get
okay,
the fucking
okay, first of
shit
all,
not done.
Okay, let's clear it. Let me clear the air. First of all, redistricting is something totally different than a fucking management company who wants to come in and rebrand the neighborhood. All of a sudden, it's just Southern Harlem. And what you mean by,
how
like
do
you said,
think that shit happens?
Okay.
B. How do you think they call this area Wheaton out here instead of Silver Spring?
Somebody came in and said
we're going to call it Wheaton.
B, let me use a modern day example, okay? And it's not gentrification, but it's the same thing, okay? There's an area between what used to be White Flint Mall and Old Georgetown Road,
right?
Okay, those of you who live in the D.C. area and familiar with Montgomery County, you should know what I'm talking about, okay? They throwing all kinds of shit up in there. Swerve, you wouldn't recognize it, my brother. I'm going to tell you, because they going ham. You know what they calling that shit now?
What's that?
They calling that shit North Bethesda, my nigga.
Yeah.
They calling that shit North Bethesda.
We
now,
were just in North Bethesda,
now,
as they call it.
Real talk, but real talk, you know what that shit is, my nigga? That shit is Rockville.
Right.
Okay.
It's all Rockville.
That shit is Rockville. So to me, I'm just telling you, the residents will not let this stand. I believe, especially in Harlem, because there will.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, you're tripping right now.
I tell you what, I'll
bet you a dollar right now.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
I'm going in on that bet,
nah,
my nigga.
No, I'm going in.
You can win $2 up, or lose $2.
Nah, I'm going in. I'm going in. Yo, word is born. I put up a motherfucking 20 that shit does not get renamed or does not. There is no, I mean, it may be gentrified, but they ain't going to be calling that shit Soha. I put $20 on that shit, my nigga.
B, you lose.
And
my
how
nigga.
Long are the terms?
How look right because now
see, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. It may not happen in the next year.
Oh, okay.
But it's going,
I was
it's
say,
going
hold
to
up,
happen.
Hold up. It's going to happen, B.
It's going to happen.
I was
going
to put the time limit on it. If it ain't happened by January 1, 2018, you lose.
No, B, it's going to happen, son. It's going to happen. It's like the niggas, like you said, that's all Rockville, but them Kensington niggas came in and changed that name.
Yep.
This ain't Rockville. This is Kensington now.
It's North Bethesda.
It's North Bethesda now. You know what I'm saying? So the name's going to happen.
That's crazy.
I can't see it, my nigga. I can't see it. I think Harlem gonna stand up. I think Harlem gonna stand up.
You think they're gonna get the brothers to come down there and stand up and decide to fight a name change? They can't even go out and fight to change the change a president, but they're gonna fight a name change.
That's what I'm talking about. See, you guys are failing to understand that we're talking about Harlem here. See, we're not talking about certain districts in North Carolina who African Americans failed to show up. We're not talking about certain districts in certain states where they intentionally held the vote down.
I think you're giving the niggas in Harlem a little too much credit.
Really? Wow.
Well, you're thinking that they really gonna stand up and get behind this that hard. Yeah. They're really gonna fight it that hard.
Yeah,
like,
I think so.
That serious for them.
I think so.
They gave up the Harlem Shake to white people. What is you talking about?
B, you might be disappointed on this one.
I might be, and I'm willing. But I'm saying January. Do we have a bet? January 1, 18. Do we have a bet?
You know what? Fuck it. You can have the bet, but even if it don't change, it's going to change. Even if it doesn't change by January 1, it's going to change. But I'll give you the bet.
Fuck it. I don't know when. See, I don't know when the voting or whatever needs to take place would happen. So I'm not gonna say.
Damn, yo, from 110th to 125th Street, my nigga, 125th Street, the cradle of black culture, the Apollo.
110th Street, so be it.
You nigga want Bobby Womack and shit.
Yeah, B. All that shit is nothing but a history now.
Oh my God, nigga.
You see how they took 125th also. They didn't stop at 120. Exactly. They didn't stop at 124. They didn't stop at 124. They said, we want 125th, my nigga.
The cradle of African-American culture. Oh, my goodness, son.
I think you're being nostalgic, my nigga.
Do you not see folks out late at night walking little dogs in Southeast?
B, the same thing's happening out Brooklyn, my nigga. Exactly. I'm telling you, B, it's crazy, son. Yeah, niggas in neighborhoods that they would feel unsafe.
But you know what? But Barry Farm's still there.
For now.
No doubt. This gentrification is terrible, my nigga. I will admit that. It's horrible.
You call it gentrification, I call it financial racism.
Oh, no
exactly
doubt.
What it is, my nigga.
No doubt.
It's exactly
my
what
nigga.
It is.
Wow. That's crazy.
So, you got to watch where you lay the reason for that, because it doesn't have to be that.
Right. And like they said, I'm keeping 100. A lot of the stuff is good because it is cleaning up neighborhoods and doing stuff like that, but their reasoning behind it is fucked up.
Right.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Poor Rocco. Poor Rocco.
Rocco is what's happening in these streets, my nigga.
Hot in the streets.
It's hot out here.
Rocco is still trying to unseal Future's financial documents so he can get paid. Rocco is continuing with the lawsuit that he filed nearly a year ago against Future and asking the judge to demand that his lawyers stop dragging their feet when it comes to Future's financial documents. Rocco is seeking $10 million in his lawsuit, and the lawsuit goes way back when Future was signed to Rocco's label and was supposed to put out 6 albums. And then your boy L.A. Reid and them folk up at Epic somehow got a hold of the paperwork and rinsed it. And so next thing you know, Rocco allegedly got cut out a 25% commission on any advance and 20% of Future's earnings. Somehow he got washed.
So his paperwork wasn't tight.
His paperwork apparently was not tight. Rocco also tried to file and collect on Future's Nobody Safe tour to help pay off the $10 million, but was unsuccessful in being able to collect any money. Poor Rocco getting the shaft, I guess. The thing about Rocco is so crazy, yo. Rocco and Future used to be boys, right? They used to be boys. They were really good because Future was on his label, okay?
I don't mean they was boys.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, it was a Rocco record. You don't even know. Who catapulted this nigga. Because, real talk, Future was on his way really to be the next T-Pain. He was going to get some hit records, he was going to crest, and then he was going to be out of there. But this You Don't Even Know came out, nigga, and it was over with. And to make it so bad, it was a Rocco record.
I thought it was Racks on Racks on Racks. Racks on Racks on Racks. I thought that took him Future and rolled him out there.
Nah, I mean, it was You Don't Even Know was the firecracker that really blew. He had hit records. I'm just saying, he was going to be a T-Pain type nigga. He was going to have some hits. He was going to plateau and he was going to be out of there. I mean, in a pantheon of music, yo, I didn't put my thinking cap on. I'm sure the Digest listeners can chime in better, but there's really, to me, 2 examples. The best example is the late, great MC Breed. That Tupac, I Gotta Get Mine,
Gotta get yours.
Fucking God. Yo.
Niggas didn't even know that was Breed's record.
They didn't even know it was Breed's record,
yo. They thought that was a Pac record and Breed was on it.
Yes. That's how devastating Pac just fucking bodied the track and the whole persona of, and the way he's rhyming on that shit is just crazy. You're right. Niggas was like, yo, let me with that Tupac. I gotta get mine. Yo, yeah. I'm sure MC Breed was like, damn, yo, I can't get up. Not a one bit, you know? And my other example is LL Cool J on the 4321 remix where Cannabis just absolutely comes in and fucking turns over the entire apple cart, my nigga.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, LL Cool J, 4321 remix, I mean, this is LL still Razor Sharp.
Yeah, yeah.
This is LL still, you know, the mic on his arm, cock diesel, shirt off. I mean, he's still the fucking man. And here comes fucking Cannabis, my nigga.
This little skinny ass nigga.
Nigga.
Jumps on the record and goes growl.
And fucking up the whole fucking dinner table. China, food, turkey, dressing all over the place, my nigga. I mean, so I don't know. I'm sure that there are plenty of other hip hop records those two really speak to me the loudest on the level of this You Don't Even Know, which is a Rocco record. But damn, Future and everybody else is on that. This particularly Future just took over the fucking record. It was over. So at that point, so
yeah. But good luck with him trying to get them finances, my nigga. Exactly. niggas can't even get Trump's fucking tax records. How the fuck you gonna get? How you think you gonna get that?
Like I said, the poor Rocco, because like you said, if you had him on his label, his paperwork certainly was not tight, you know. And next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's called sour grapes right there. Rocco seen a nigga that he had on his label, who he probably at some point in time probably was thinking that he all right, but he ain't that. Because if he thought he was that, he would have went 100 behind that nigga from the start.
Yo, check it out.
And would have been trying to get this nigga out there. Like,
cats on the internet. Cats on the internet was just blowing Rocco the fuck up. Like, move on, nigga. You player hating. You know, you mad. And yo, Rocco was saying, I had his name on a contract. I want my motherfucking money.
He might deserve some damn money. But it's just still the same is, nigga, you mad and having a little regrets about the fact that you had this nigga. It's like a nigga having Jordan under them before he blew up and saying, damn, I had that nigga under my management and he looked like he wasn't gonna be a star. You know what I'm saying? And then the nigga blew up like, you pissed. But you still got some paperwork back there you holding on to that you might be able to get some money from.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. But good luck with that shit, nigga. You're gonna have to fight through the court system to get your bread, though.
Because the money that you get is going to go towards
lawyer's fees and all that shit. So, yeah, he probably, by the time this is over, at least $5 million going to the lawyers.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what it really came down to. I think Rocco, unfortunately, didn't start out with high-priced lawyers because he had to put up a lot of money up front to get high-priced lawyers. He didn't do that. You know, he just went with the local council, just some local yokel out the Yellow Pages. And by the time L.A. Reid and them niggas got done with him, yo, they turned that bitch every which way but loose.
Because they lined his little lawyer pockets with money like they normally do. They going to turn your lawyer out by throwing money at him.
Nigga.
Fuck that, dude. If you here's some money, we'll bring you and put you on our team.
His lawyer was out on the street selling ass. Rocco is going to be out on the street selling ass, getting turned the fuck out from the big wigs up at Epic Records. So... And as much money as Future's bringing in, what?
Right. I said, Rocco's lawyer wants to be a star, too. He's down with being a big entertainment lawyer, so let me go ahead and sign with these niggas over here. Oh, you know what, Rocco? This is the best deal we can get right here for us. I'm telling you, take this deal.
Yeah. So, anyway, if you're not doing anything this weekend, either you want to watch or I tend to listen to these things. Teddy Riley has a 2.5-hour Red Bull Music Academy lecture. I bet it is fascinating. I love Red Bull Music Academy, and I listen to most of those lectures. They are absolutely fascinating. So if you're absolutely bored and you want to get some knowledge, get up on that. And I want to give us...
Teddy's got knowledge, B.
Yo, that's
Teddy's
what I'm saying.
Knowledge in the game. Teddy is a hip-hop legend for niggas that don't even know that.
Yo, so you need to ask
New Jack Swing. Yeah, but nigga, he is a hip hop legend. He's got a history.
You need to ask a Classical Two.
Yes.
You need to ask B Fats.
Yes.
And you need to ask Brand Nubians. Not Brand Nubians. You need to ask Masters of the Ceremony. What's good with Teddy Riley? Okay. So Teddy Riley's legacy started in hip hop. A lot of people don't know that. But anyway, he's got a 2-hour lecture. And I want to give a special shout out to Black Is Online, The Break, KC and Chris. Basically, they literally had a 20-minute podcast with their kids on there.
Wow.
Yo, it was absolutely awesome, yo. You know, just black family, unity, that type of thing, yo. It's just, you know.
Before you get off of it, because I'm here and I see it, they live that for real, yo. That's real.
Look, let me tell you something. That is the height of what you need to be with. You know, us, you know, as black men, as black families, that's the height of what we need to be pushing. You know, yeah, that 20-minute podcast, they had their kids on there, man. I was just like, yo, you know, whenever you guys get back to podcasting in full, you know, Killer's going to be tuned in. But I tuned into that 20 minutes and that warmed my heart. That's what's good. So shout out to the whole Black Is Online family. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is making the case for 5 underrated GOAT MC candidates. Got this off a blog who named 5 underrated GOAT candidates that never get talked about in GOAT when you talk about the greatest of all time. These 5 MCs never get talked about. Now, first of all, the list. When I actually give you the list, you're going to know it was written by a young guy. Okay? You're going to know it. Because the list and some of the people that he named, you're going to be like, what the fuck? They are in the conversation, been in the conversation. But let me run down the list of the 5 people. He said, let me read the copy really quickly. He said, we can make the case for all-time rappers, but by and large, these type of MCs have been left out of the GOAT debate. Now, he first person he says is Ice Cube. You never hear Ice Cube talked about in a GOAT debate. Scarface. You fucking kidding me? Guru. MC Light and Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Not Light. Light might not be talked about in a GOAT as far as being one of the best MCs of, like, as far as with male and female, but as far as females, come on, son.
Well, that's what I say. You could tell it was a young guy who wrote that article and shit, because real scholars, all those names, and admittedly, except for Del, all those other names,
yo, he says I've heard. Scarface.
No, can you believe that shit?
But he like saying, he doesn't have the history.
Fucking Scarface is arguably fucking. Can look, Scarface could show up in anybody's top 5, and if you're a real scholar,
you're not going to debate that. No problems with it.
You're not going to debate that. Real talk, I'm going to say probably 70% of people will approve for Ice Cube being in a list.
Yeah.
I don't know about a top 5, but it's certainly in the top 10. I mean, you know, so. But
niggas ain't gonna argue you down if you put them in your top 5, though.
No, fuck no. Fuck no, if you're a real scholar about this. Of course, like Kurt G said, MC Light, are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
I mean, are you fucking kidding me?
Light. He didn't say Bahamadia.
No, he didn't say Bahamadia. Right. But I'm just saying, and then, of course, in real talk, Del, Del is not a whack MC. I don't believe Del should be in a GOAT convo, but I'm not saying, but he's not whack.
Right, not at all, but there's better in that when you're talking about GOAT and somebody.
Right.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I just, when I seen the list, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? But check this out. So what he did is he said, he challenged people. He said, prove me wrong. Go ahead and drop a realistic top 5 in the comments without mentioning Jay, Nas, Big, Pac, or M. Go ahead and try it. And see, that's where he's coming from. When he writes this article, he's not trying to be snarky, but he's writing an article because all he knows is people who their top 5 is Eminem, Jay, Nas, Biggie. You know, Tupac, Biggie, Nas, Jay, M. That's the popular. I don't know shit about hip hop. I don't know shit about rap, but I do know those guys.
And I'm sitting here laughing because that's three of them niggas is in my top five. Wow. That's what's funny as shit. I'm like, I guess I'm one of them niggas that don't know shit about hip hop.
No, but
I got three of them niggas plus I got OC in that motherfucker. So who's wow, OC crazy. Is in my top five? Ooh. Find him out.
So there you go. But the point is, if let's say somebody came to you, right? And somebody came to you and was like, you know, I got Scarface. I got, you know, the guys, two of the guys, Scarface and Ice Cube in my top five plus three others. But you're a scholar and you know how quality of MCs those guys are. You're not going to have anything negative to say about that.
No.
Just like when we have guests on the show and we tell them to name their personal top three.
Right.
There's a lot of guys who get on here and name a lot of different MCs. I haven't challenged anyone on their personal top. Now, it's their personal.
Right. As long as it's your personal, I ain't going to challenge you.
Well, no.
It could be questionable, but I'm not going to challenge you. You could have Hammer, right. Vanilla Ice, and whoever in your top.
Oh, I'm going to challenge them.
I'm not challenging. I'm not challenging because it's their personal top three. It's your personal. Now, if we're going to talk about a historical list, now we got some challenges going on. But as far as personal, nigga, it's who you like.
But
I'm not tripping.
But in any case, but you can tell the slant that he's writing from, considering he's dealing with people. That's the GOAT list for the majority of, again, to me, people who, like you said, they may not know. They don't know Guru. They don't know OC. You know, they don't know Fat Lip. You know, you can name a lot of different cats they don't know.
Right.
You know, and they're always going to fall back. Oh, nigga, fuck that. Eminem, nigga.
Because those were the most popular guys at the time. They ran commercial hip hop.
Right, no doubt. But the like, yo, dumb rappers need teaching. So dumb fans need teaching too, yo. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, no disrespect to those guys. They sold a lot of units. They're the face of hip hop in the same way that the younger generation, literally, their top three is going to be Drake, Wayne, and
Future.
You know what I mean?
Being that you brought that up, since Wayne hasn't made a record in a while, right? You think he's still relevant?
Wayne is still relevant because guys grew up on Wayne.
Right.
He's relevant on a subset of guys who are now, how old is Kobe? And is late, same age as Ashley, like 27, 28?
Yep, same age.
So you got that subset of people. Their first CD is the Hot Boys. So that's all that's in their DNA, you know. Now, for us who are older, you know, we could certainly poke a lot of holes in that shit. He was horrible when he was at the Hot Boys, but then he got better. But then he got better. Then people was ghostwriting for him. How much was that Wayne him or the ghostwriting? You know, that's the shit we're gonna break down. You know, that's the shit we're gonna break down because that's what we do with our heroes.
Right.
You know. And like you said,
just asking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if fucking MC Search tells a story about writing a record for Rakim, it is funny as shit. But it almost got him killed. It almost got him killed.
He wrote a record for Rakim.
He wrote a record. MC
Search.
So Rakim
put a record out written by him?
No.
Rakim didn't put the record out?
No. He wrote the record. MC Search was asked by Lee R. Cohen to write a record for Rakim. Representatives got wind and was like, I'm coming to see you, nigga.
So representatives got wind of that shit.
Well, matter of fact, Ra himself. Search tells a story that he was in L.A. coming out the hotel and he seen Rakim and another nigga across the street. They ran up on him. Said, nigga, we great. Go back in this alley and you gonna get fucked up. I should kill you.
Damn.
Word is born. Okay. All that being said, okay, you know how much fucking credibility would have been lost?
Ooh. See, that's what I was getting ready to say. That's why I asked you. I said, so he put out a record and Ra put it out.
No.
Ra is my number one top GOAT.
No.
So I'm like, wait a minute.
No.
So you're saying that he put out a record written by Search?
No. Search wrote a record for Lee R. Cohen.
So basically it was a reference track.
He wrote the record, okay? Now, you got me up looking for the fucking record now because I've got to find my third base stack. Here, he was asked to do that. Now, the fucked up thing about it, was that once certain people from Eric B. and Rakim camp got a hold of that, Lear Cohen said, "Oh, I didn't ask him to do shit. He threw Search under the bus."
Oh, well, see, there's one of those. That's one of those devils, you know, right there, Lear Cohen.
Right.
And he's like, "Oh, I don't need Rakim and them niggas mad at me because they're under the management team, as you would say back in the day, under that Russ management." So he did not want to fuck that up and have Russell coming to Lear like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Right. So anyway, if you really want to get the story, you got to go to Questlove Supreme. But it's absolutely awesome. I can't find the fucking record.
I'd say this nigga's got talents, yo. He carried the mic over to the record rack so he could stay on, and he's looking for the record at the same time he's talking to you.
I can't find the record, but I'm going to find the record. I'm going to fucking take a picture of it and post it. But this is the record that he wrote for Rakim. But he ended up recording it himself, okay? But if you listen to him tell the story, all that being said, got totally way off track about Lil Wayne and shit. That's the type of shit that we're going to want to uncover.
Right.
That we're going to talk about when it's pertaining to our heroes. Because a lot of this shit is love and sacred to us. I can guarantee you, young Kobe, who in deep in his heart, loved some hot boys and loved Wayne still.
Probably, yes.
Still deep in his heart, could care less that other niggas was writing his rhymes.
Man. Right, that's not high on his
if priorities. I find somebody has written rhymes for Chris or Ra, oh yo, I'm gonna be disappointed. And then the next thing I'm gonna do is like, this nigga is out of here.
You gotta demote him a little bit.
He's demoted, you know.
To be dead ass though, Ra would still be in my top 10 though. he's just that nice.
But the story is absolutely fascinating. You should hear it when you hear it. But I'm going to send you a clip of that story, Swerve.
Cool. I'm going to send you. Just don't say the name of that dude's show again, because your love-hate situation is crazy.
Oh, well, you know, B, you...
I know. He be praising him, man. Praising him 1 minute, and then next week, you throwing that nigga clean under the bus.
Oh, yeah, son.
Rolling over and then backing up and hitting him again.
So...
Oh, he's on payroll this week.
He's like, come on in there, boy.
So, quickly, before we end the show, yo, it's time to pull out the Hip Hop Digest way back machine. And we go way back 10 years ago, way back 2007. I pulled out the top 10 rap records of 2007. Now, the key thing is, do you remember what some of these sound like? Okay.
2007.
Okay. The number one, and I'm going from 1 to 10. From number one, Flo Rida. Low from Flo Rida.
Nigga,
Florida Rida.
That shit is still getting played. That is a club favorite for those people.
Jeans.
Yes, boots with the fur.
That shit is a fucking... I'm going to be dead ass honest with you. The last time I heard that shit is when I was on a fucking Royal Caribbean cruise ship going to Mexico.
And that's funny, because the last time I heard that shit, we was in... Where the fuck was we at? We was in the Bahamas. Matter of fact, at a fucking, I think it was a Senior Frogs or somewhere. So we was in that motherfucker, and they were playing that song, and motherfuckers jumped on the floor and started dancing and shit.
Well, I tell you what, I seen some middle-aged white women getting down to that shit.
Can we move past these images? And the next song, you know, you gonna be this long on each one?
No, I'm gonna run through the songs real quick, yo. The next one on that is Crank That, Soulja Boy by Soulja Boy. Tell him.
Oh yeah, my
crank
nigga.
That, crank that, crank that. All right, next one is Stronger by Kanye West. The Way Daft I Punk. Are by Timberland. I don't even know what that sound like.
Yeah, that, I don't even know what the fuck that is either.
AO Technology by 50 Cent.
Yeah, that one I vaguely remember what it sounds like.
The Good Life by Kanye West.
And he had two of them in there. I like The Good Life.
Actually, it's probably one of the last records he liked that he made that I like. Sensual Seduction by Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that's when Snoop Dogg thought he could sing.
Superstar by Loopy Fiasco.
Not Loopy, my nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
Not Loopy.
Loopy. Loopy, my nigga.
Kick and push. He the nigga got kicked and pushed.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yo. He got to do something spectacular for me these days.
Face.
Shit. Next record is at number 9, Clocks In Last Night by Sean Combs.
Oh, yeah. I remember you liked that joint, B. Don't even front.
Did I?
I remember you liked that joint. You was like, oh, I like that Diddy and what's Dirty Money joint?
Is that what I think it is? That
last night.
Oh yeah!
I remember you liking that shit, Bobby. I remember that shit, son.
Yo, I remember that now. I was
like, this Diddy Dirty Money shit, nigga. You like that shit?
And I took a beating for that shit too, my nigga.
You said about it.
Yeah, my nigga.
You should have said that shit.
Oh wow! And at number 10, Pop Lock and Drop It from Huey.
Pop Lock and Drop It.
Like that was a top 10 record from 2007.
You didn't put Stanky Leg in that motherfucker, son? And none of that other shit that was out?
Yo, a lot of that shit was lower down the chart. I just took the top 10, my nigga. So,
damn.
That is the Hip Hop Digest Way Back Machine.
Way back.
So, you know how we do? It is Kurt G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right, this week we got S. We Are Only Getting Older. That's S. We Are Only Getting Older.
That's for sure.
Yes, sir. And that album is crazy, too. I like that joint.
The
Unity Project. The Unity Project Volume 2. That's The Unity Project. The Unity Project Volume 2. And then the instrumental joint is Don Perducci, Comic Books and Music. That's Don Perducci, Comic Books and Music.
Hey, yo, you know what? Before we get out of here, I got to admit, yo. This is shout out, yo. Kendrick Lamar may never hear this podcast, but Kendrick, if you ever hear this podcast, if you could make a 3 or 4 song EP from the beats off Duckworth, you would be my hero. you would be my absolute
that
fucking
them tracks is crazy.
Ed fucking Duckworth,
where he flips the beats on that.
Oh
joint,
my
son.
God, yo! But if he took those individual beats and made an EP, yo, he would be my fucking hero.
Don't forget the instrumentals.
The instrument, whatever.
You need the instrumentals with that shit.
Well, yeah, I need the instrumentals, but I would like you to flip those individual beats to an EP, my nigga. That's all I got.
And speaking of that, I did give DNA the full voluminous listen, and God
I
damn,
tell you, boy, I got my DNA.
Yeah.
Oh, that fucking
because I heard you say it'll break your speakers.
Hell yeah, bitch! You cannot have weak speakers with that DNA.
Me and Kurt
shit,
G
son.
Was in this bitch like Jesus.
That shit is rattling, nigga.
That jeez. I tell you what, to make them trap niggas, you might as well step your game up and just put pressure on niggas.
I don't know, B. I don't know about that. Them trap niggas, yo, they try to see who could get the lowest.
B,
they be
dipping
some
B,
of them beats, my nigga, B.
Yeah,
just,
but
the bottom, it ain't as clean as that, but the bottom be just ridiculously stupid on some of that shit. You be like, what the fuck?
What's up? Shout to the trap world, I guess. Shit. So I guess we'll see you next week then, right?
All right, peace.
We're out. Peace.
One.
Peace. Oh, wait.
Hold on.
What's good?
Yo, I just wanted to say that I reached out to Chill in Miami.
Oh, so you did get her
back yet?
Oh, so you haven't heard anything back.
Yeah,
she hasn't
so
responded.
It's like going once, going twice.
Well, B, then fuck it. We're shaking the bucket,
come
my
on,
nigga.
Man.
Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it. Watch him in a circle of homies and watch me break him.
Dude, I'm with lucky leprechaun.
Come on, B.
Pull one out of there, me nigga.
Oh.
Well, damn, with the R?
And with the R. Double R. Rough Rider, my nigga.
Oh, niggas used to be happy here. All right, I got a name.
You violated me.
All right, the next contestant, if they respond, is Queen Neen.
Neen.
Oh, you know, she's a member of...
Yes, that's our boy, Big B.
Big B in the crew.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's what's up. All right, well, there you go. In Deep Show staff. If not, Big B, holla.
Holla.
He's like, he's going to come with his deep voice. We're a package deal.
We're a package deal. You know what I mean? I'm coming through too. She can't come by herself. Fuck that. All
right, that's what's good. All right, then we good?
We good.
All right. Peace.
One.
Peace.
Thank you. Yeah. According to your marketing schemes that don't exist, mental manipulations, what you do when the kids. Y'all be pushing the most ignorant ish on the planet, so ignorant. When I'm listening, I'm losing my lid. It's so foolish of me to think that integrity would prevail when the object and mission statement is system is sales. Without fail, the market you're targeting is impressionable. No conscience, who you target is you. Disrespecting the intellect, affinity to think for themselves. Supporters of garbage and victims themselves. We in a literal hell where the devil is puppet mastering, the place where the opposite of dedication and passion wins. Hypnotic, melodic, the industry is toxic. For media takeout to the world star gossip, poised cleverly. Celebrity blogs, my pet peeve, never been part of my pedigree. 13 to 24, marks your targeted age group. More like the art of a targeted stage coup d'etat. Take over your mind, no matter who you are. But in my age range, apparently, we don't draw. Not a viable option for these marketing teams. Tweens and teenagers are the marketing dream. Branded like beef cattle, I see the marketed beast is evident when I'm walking the street. From high price fashion to rap lyrics to these corny rap singles, so horrible. Sorry to put you on blast, kiddos. If y'all could push back on the industry deep throat, the industry peeps won't put cream coats down your sheep's throats. Different strokes for different folks. I was cut from the cloth where music was derived from your innermost being. Same rule applies to MC and folks. Perhaps just a perspective from the soul that's perceived as old. I'm a fish that isn't seen, best believe I'm unheard. I don't fit the clientele that you serve. You know, the young and dumb still sucking their thumbs. The ones still with the scent of breast milk on their tongues. The ones who measure manliness from holding a gun. The ones compliment a woman by grabbing their bums. The ones who measure success by flashing lump sums of money in front of the camera but still living in slums.
Cause this government is out to get us, they gon' get us. Poverty, they're rabbits and the strife they keep on earning. Mine's saturated, my brother, we've barely made it. The trumpets for the awakening while I'm roaming, I'm searching. I'm stepping on a serpent, it's urgent, they're working, they're lurking. We're working, we're sick, they're true, they're twerking. Balance on a scale. Reality trap, fake living, we live in hell. And as far as you can tell, they're wishes and wishing wells. We all casted a spell, now we're roaming the earth. Boxed in and living frail. No more hatred, no jealousy. No convicts, no drugs, my brother, no felonies, no charges, no time, no penalties, no crime, no envy, and no enemies. No time for the negative, cause positive keeps pressing me.
Word. I'm a fixer that's unseen, best believe I'm unheard. I don't fit the clientele that you serve. You know, the young and dumb still sucking their thumbs. The ones still with the scent of breast milk on their tongues. The ones who measure manliness from holding a gun. The ones compliment a woman by grabbing their bums. The ones who measure success by flashing lump sums of money in front of the camera but still living in slums. Breeding a nation of dum-dums. They call it evolving. I say bull. Stop believing this humdrum. They low-key laughing at us. You too self-absorbed to see the bigger picture. Cause you trying to get richer. Mentally enslaved by all the lies that you hear. Your petty minds can't decipher fact from fiction, it's clear. And to the heads from my era, trying to conform to today's norms, should be ashamed to be co-signing these cornballs. Y'all are desperate. Confusing artistic growth with trend following, just to build a non-loyal following. Hollow version of your former selves is evident. Nothing wrong with trying to reinvent or experiment. The music is just lacks passion, like a lazy lover in bed, going through motions, bragging about getting action. Come on now. We can do better than that. Let's elevate the art form. Respect the culture and the craft. I can't relate. I just can't relate. I can't relate.
Think thinking about the period when rhymes was taken serious. We've never deviated, we created like our seeds related misogyny, hypocrisy.
The prophecy's apostrophe, pausing what might possibly be the greatest discovery, Silverton's favorite son.
Native tongue reminiscing, yet unique and still different. Paint an image with the word like I'm Banksy independent. Here's the vision.
We made the decision, throwing caution to the wind, like a child trying to fly, jumping off the roof again. We never get deterred.
We only refer to the preferred, keep the reverb to a minimum. We done with the delay, rely on wisdom.
We like prism splitting the light, sight keen as eagles in flight. Two kings gripping these bites, sip the juice from the cup of life insatiable.
Be patient, we building towards your devastation, ho. Raise a radio,
turn this shit up louder, raise your radio.
They do the most, choose the most, boo the host, refuse to toast. We know we're mad, you know we're mad. Now clap your hands while they show their ass for their photographs. Yo, you know the math. They do the most, choose the most, boo the host, refuse to toast. We know we're mad, you know we're mad. Now clap your hands while they show their ass for their photographs. Yeah, we know the math. Get the battle axe out the back, rattle Cadillacs with the packs relaxed and saddled in the seat cushions with the condom wrapped and crayon wax. Enjoy the tactful way we impact, cracker backwards with the thumbs, that'll be the tail end of that smack.
You dime a dozens collectively add to nothing like a wax, you're lacking substance. Burritos minus the stuff over crushing like avalanches and laughing at your advances and the hardest people dancing with the birdie snuffing chances.
Sniffing them out like canines, prance around Samsonite and baggage flaming, grow ravenous at the scent of cocaine. A blow to the game, the nose to the brain, freeway, let me explain. I reference drugs or rhymes adults, so give us some leeway.
You suck like hookers on knees, leeches and fleas. Reach for the grease, give you the full measure. Float you down river with the debris. Seen all the tricks that you kept up your sleeve. Your poor pretense lowered your core temp till we made your filament freeze.
They do the most, choose the most, boo the host, refuse to toast. We know we're mad, you know we're mad. Now clap your hands while they show their ass for their photographs. Yo, you know the math. They do the most, choose the most, boo the host, refuse to toast. We know we're mad, you know we're mad. Now clap your hands while they show their ass for their photographs. Yeah, we know the math.
Live from a Maxim. Yo. When time is said, all can heal. Yo, I never understood till the flaw revealed. I've been here the whole time, God, we never left. Our future is our passion, it all connects. It's like, when time is said, all can heal. Yo, I never understood till the flaw revealed. Been here the whole time, God, we never left. Our future is our passion, it all connects. It's like, underwriters, nothing new to burn. Just reincarnated herbs, yo, that's how we learn. Nothing ever really dies, yo, what lives inside this vast space we call you and I. So who am I without you and I? Forever in the day, set my love in stone and be the African way. Yo, I was raised out the waters of none. That's where the item.
Word.
Now my creations raise nations. Yo, black is back. The story told through rap. Got some kids on the farm, some kids in the trap. Some kids that's on scholarship. In medical fields and politics. Yep. Some teachers and some novelists. A couple economists making sure that our money's right. Yep. Army of arsonists, they ready to strike. Yo, we forming our own banks that's based on elevation. Our own military ranks on innovation. I was beamed to this earth for the purpose of guidance. The lost children of the forest. But they see they gon' find it. It was scripted, but depicted by science to be impossible. The sun gave rise to our overcoming the obstacles. Yeah. The black optical clean sight deep in the night, thunder and might with the power of light. It's like the only way out, the path laid out until I changed routes. That old world was played out. Rumble, young man, come on, rumble. Yo, where the fuck your pride? You the king of the jungle. Yo, they got you afraid now. So what you gotta say now? It's either rise up or lay down. When time is said, all can heal. Yo, I never understood till the flaw revealed. I've been here the whole time, God, we never left. Our future is our past, yo, it all connect. It's like, when time is said, all can heal. Yo, I never understood till the flaw revealed. Been here the whole time, God, we never left. Our future is our past, yo, it all connect, connect.
Knowledge spawn, wisdom injected the vibe sector. Embrace the blade of the bisector. My rhymes heifer, my decker, Mike checker. Body the coroner, if die, make him sip the nectar. You dudes know I got that juice. Shoot when I cock the two niggas, be on some dumb shit. They don't learn like it's Sunday school. Better watch when you're gone, this is a one-way fool. I can let these slugs beat your mask like it's a rendezvous. You're listening to the toughest and hardest out, you're all a doubt. The guard will slap to tell your wife, bitch, warn your spouse. You don't wanna see blood coming out your door to mouth. And large amounts, my shooters born like a warned about. If you know a rapper nicer than I, bring him to me so I can smoke him in public for every single eye to see. This is Amsterdam, bitch, I swear you fuckin' sweet. My shit deep, start dying, you in the presence of a beast, nigga.
Manifest the times, manifest the rhymes, manifest the times, manifest the rhymes. Manifest the times, manifest the rhymes.
Yo, Apollo Queen, mulatto kid, of shallow deed to shallow tips. Leave niggas fatherless like yellow seeds. Follow free when you follow me. It's Aladdin, it's Yalo B, the stove like fiends to swallow weed. Trying to be the most high, but you can never be. The remedy, never again will they step to me. Inevitably, the sun is shining on your embassy. Climbing Jacob's ladder, hoping I can find heaven, see. Light skin, barely white, you barely right. Stop comparing yourself to the guard, you barely nice. I'm from a block where youngins to carry knives, scary nights. Risk it all to live a flashy life. Miss that golden era, 90s fly flow. I've been killing shitters and babies since 94. It's the gold pin assassin, you can die slow. Fuck the money for real, so what you mind for? Nigga.
Side, she would oversee barrio gatherings stocked with rice, beans and syncopated rhythms of Puente, Clone, Cruz, Laveau, and Palmieri. Call her what you will.